Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Religion Me Alive. And I'm taking the liberty to stand in for the Imam tonight, Imam Alfred, because normally he's supposed to be on, but he haven't came on. So if he called in, he'll know what I have done, and he'll correct it. But I'd like to thank all of you who have tuned in tonight to listen to Religion, Mean or Lie. And this is a show that is dedicated to presenting the religion that is known as Al-Islam around the world. People now know the religion of Al-Islam properly here in America. And I know you say, well, we know all Islam, Islam? No. How Al-Islam has been taught by the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for 33 years as the leader after his father and his mother leadership connected to a group of community that were called the Lost Foundation in Islam in the wilderness of North America. It has been his leadership that he took over from his father after the passing of his father. He became the leader of the community that was known in America and throughout the world as the Lost Foundation Islam. Imam Walter D. Muhammad became the leader in 1975, and he was with us as our leader in his physical life for 33 years. 33 years he taught us for this. He was teaching it longer than that because he was a minister. And when he was a young man under Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he was a minister, and he was the minister over the Temple number 12, I think, down in Philadelphia. But his father was the leader, and he was following the religion, seeing the religion out of the eyes of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and those helpers that he had that were called the laborers. They was the captains and the lieutenants and the minister, investigators, secretary, squad, and even lieutenants. Those was under the influence of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaching. Those of us that was called the FOIs, and the sister was called MGT, we was under his leadership. And we were seeing the religion through his eyes that God blessed us to be able to see the religion belonging to a community of people that were called Negro, color, blacks, each of a human being. And we were blessed to those of us that God blessed to come out of Christianity and come into the religion that he said he preferred. God said he preferred a religion that was called Al-Islam. And we was calling it Islam because that was our limited knowledge of the religion that God said he perfected and purified and perfected and chose that religion for the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham that was called Muslim. And this religion was for the whole humanity. And, you know, we were like a cult almost, because we were to ourselves in the religion. And it did a wonderful, wonderful thing for me. I know. And I know that those that was in the community under the Elijah Muhammad, it did a wonderful thing for them also. Those of us that accepted their religion and realized that that was the best thing that could have happened to us. Born to the tribe that were called Negroes, color, blacks, and creatures of a human being. We was truly blessed by God to become a member a member of the community that were called the Lost Foundation of Islam, FOIMGT. So I'd like to thank all of you who have tuned in today, and I hope and pray that you get something out of what God is going to bless me to bring. And always I like to begin with Allah's name, the merciful, the benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I openly bear witness and testify to the whole world that there is nothing worthy of worship but God and God alone. That's the proper name of the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. And I greet you once again. As-salamu alaykum. Let me peace be unto you. And I hope and pray that God guide us and with his guidance, because I know without God's guidance, we don't have no guidance. And he protects us with what with his protection. Because if you really don't have the protection of God, you don't have no let me put it this way. When God protects you, there's nothing can override that protection that he gives to his human creation that he chooses to protect. And sometimes God be protecting you and you don't even know. You don't even realize. A lot of people don't even realize that when they know that they have faith in a situation and they are blessed to overcome that situation and come up out, how many people really realize that that's God protecting you, that the Creator is protecting you, and he's protecting you in your innocence, especially your innocence. God protects you in your innocence, and he'll give you a chance, and he'll protect you when you're not innocent and not conscious of what you're doing. And God is he said he's the merciful benefactor, he's the merciful redeemer. And I bear witness that there is nothing but the truth, the whole truth. So help me, God. This is a religion, meaning alive. And I'm the co-host, standing in for the host, Imam Alpha Muhammad. May God bless him to be successful in his endeavor, because he was asked by a mayor and then in New Jersey to run for the seat on the council. That's what he's doing a lot. He's out there campaigning a lot, and he's working on things to help make the show better, too. So I want to thank him for giving me an opportunity to help him and promote religion in the line. And I'd like to start off, and I hope and pray that there's many of you listening to this show and letting our children do it, because what we bring from the, what we call the language, the commentary, and the tafsir, and the interpretation of scripture by Imam Arthur B. Muhammad, it's unmatched. Ain't nobody that since the time of Muhammad the prophet himself, peace be upon him, have really, really been able to explain who the prophet was and all the rest of the prophet, and especially what the Quran is talking about, the book, the last revealed book that God gave to humanity through Muhammad the prophet, the last of the prophets, the seal of the prophets, and the messenger of the one true God. It has been God's blessing on the heart, the soul, the mind, and the spirit, his five senses of the member, his whole anatomy. God has blessed him to be transformed with the real light of understanding of what he created the human being for, the purpose of why he created the human being, the male and female. Don't you know, most of the people don't even know what they were created for right now. But if you continue to listen to religion, you're alive. The show comes on every Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday. I'm on that show from 7 to 10. And Thursday, I'm off. And then Friday, I do the show, and I'm doing it tonight. I called in because I think Email Alpha might have forgot to call me. So I took the liberty to go ahead on forward with the show. And the number you can call right now to listen to the show is 805-727-7013. 805-727-7013. And you can listen to the show right now. Religion, Men Alive. I hope that you're listening with your good ear, heart, soul, mind, and especially your good five senses that God created you. And your rational and reasoning makeup in you to listen to what I want to share with you starting off into this program. And I hope that you're letting our children hear it, our babies hear it, and you yourself open up your ears and hear what the man said here. And you who tired of doing wrong, I just put it like this, you want to do right, and most of the time you have been sensitized from your grandparents and great parents coming up in the house, mother and father, that you turn to the religion called Christianity. That's the religion that most of you, when you want to get on the good foot, I say you turn to that religion, Christianity. And the reason why is because you don't know anything about the religion that God says he prefers. He prefers. Because this society, this world, have worked hard to keep the people, especially the African-American people, away from the religion. That is the religion that God said he perfected and preferred for all of his human creation. And this is something that is worth knowing, and this is something that is important that you should know. The religion that God said he created for you. Because this is a religion that he manifested. I just got started. I just gonna be 90 seconds. I just got started. Wow. Okay. Email says, I'm not even gonna start. I gotta find out what's going on here. They say I got 90 seconds. And somebody clocked in. Okay, they clocked in the wrong time. Oh boy. Let me see if I can call the email and straighten this out. I'm going to wait till it go off. Stay tuned, brother and sister, you who have begun to listen to the show. I have to straighten this out. I'm going to call the email. See if he's aware of that. Somebody put in the time. They need to put in the time. How long the show is on. They have not put that in. So I have to call them. So hold. Keep listening, tuning in. To religion in the lab. I'm going to see if I can straighten this out through Muhammad.